You know that you wouldn't get on a cross by yourself. You know you wouldn't take yourself through a crucifixion. You know that you wouldn't correct yourself, because every man think he's right in his own heart. And so God sends trials. He sends people to take you through tests, to take you through all kind of persecution, so that you would be a disciple, so that you would grow, so that you can learn who he is. How would you know that he is Jehovah Jireh if you never had need of anything? That he'll provide it for you. How would you know that he is Jehovah Nissi, your banner, the one who fights for you, if you never had a battle that you've been in? How would you know that he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth you, if you've never ever been sick? And so God takes you through those things to teach you who he really is. He's not just your savior. He's not just your redeemer. But guess what? He's your friend that's sticking closer than any brother. I wish I had help here. He's El Shaddai, the Lord Almighty. We need to know who he is. Amen. We need to know that he's God, and he's many things to all of us. Amen. And so we need to be confident and know. That's why he says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. It brings about patience. It produces patience. And you see, you got to understand that faith and patience go together. Because the 11th chapter of Hebrews, verse 1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so when you have faith, you got to hope and wait for it to come to pass. Amen. So when you have faith, you got to have time and patience for those things to substantiate, to bring substance in your life. Amen. But you got to have faith.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. What you gonna tell them? That Jesus Christ is born. That's something to shout about. You sitting there like you don't know that's good news? Amen, amen. Get your Bibles. Stand on your feet in honor of the Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh. As we come now to hear your word, let the Holy Ghost do as only he can do. Let him go into the text and tailor it so that it meets us right where we are, underneath the skin, our real concerns, our real problems, our real situations. and let him minister your word as an effective teacher, giving us insight and direction, giving us and making plain your plan. And gracious God, we'll be ever so careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor. It is in Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
Just one verse of scripture, Psalm 27 and verse 14. This number of Psalm has been in my spirit all week, and I was going to move up to earlier verses, but I just want to start at the back and then back up. So Psalm 27, 14, the last verse says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, if you don't mind, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, just wait. Turn to the other one and say, neighbor, just wait. Now, if you want to wait on God and know that it's worth waiting on God, give him some glory. I think at this festive time, as I've said in times past and gone, as reports have said and have shown, that in this festive time of year, there are more people who are depressed, who are suppressed, who are oppressed than any other time of the year. When the one who has come to save us, to lift us, to remove darkness from our lives and show to us the light that brings life and that gives us illumination, should be the time when we are the most happiest. But in spite of that, there are challenges and struggles and troubles and trials and tribulations that the enemy somehow seems to bring in great form at this time of year. Even in the death of loved ones, it almost seems like you can handle it a lot easier at other times of the year. But when times of celebration, and especially Christmas, come, it brings a greater pain and separation and void, because in the flesh we look for fleshly realities to bring us joy and happiness and to share them with loved ones. In the arena of finances, it always seems like money get funnier around Christmas time. It seems like problems become greater around Christmas time. And there are just things that we must recognize and realize, my brothers and sisters, that God permits and God allows to better define us, to better develop us, to bring us to the place that he desires us to be. And so sometimes in our lives, in spite of the fact that we're born again believers, in spite of the fact that we love the Lord with all our hearts, in spite of the fact that we're marching up the King's highway, in spite of the fact that we've got our hearts fixed and our minds made up, in spite of the fact that we are who God says we are, there are challenges that most oftentimes bring to us the most discomforting moments. Here is a man who begins this number of Psalm by saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Then he says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to do what? Eat up, devour me. Wipe me off planet earth. They stumbled and fell. Now he goes on to say, you know, though a host should encamp against him. He talks about war rising up against him. One thing that he found himself confident in was the fact that, and it goes back to verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I'm confident about this. I'm confident about the fact that there's no one I should fear. But yet he finds himself in a place where he's talking about enemies, he's talking about problems, he's talking about unfulfilled desires, he's talking about all of the things that the enemy would love to bombard against the mind and spirit of the believer. But there is a word for the believer which simply says, wait on him. Just wait. Now, when he talks about this, and there's so much that I'd like to deal with, but time would not even permit me to go into it at this point. But suffer it to say, when you read the 27th Psalm, you'll see all the intricacies that David talks about in all of the different areas. And you'll be surprised how many of them mirror your life. You'll be surprised that what he did for David, he'll do the same thing for you. You'll be surprised that the example that David sets forth is so that we can understand that there is a worthiness of waiting on God. No, it may not feel good. No, it may last long. No, it may not be the way that you would like things to be. But when you trust him, when you depend upon him, when you believe him, he'll work everything out the right way. Now listen to this word again, because it says, wait on the Lord. Now we waited on some of everybody and on some of everything and have become disappointed in our lives in every area where we put all of our trust in other things, other persons, other than God. So here, when we look at this wait, he's trying to encourage us. Tell somebody, he's trying to encourage us. Now listen to this. If I were going to be encouraged by anybody, it would be by somebody who'd been through something and made it out. See, the real encouragement comes when the testimony is real, because you know the test they've been through. See how some folks can get up and they testify and it moves the church, and then other folks get up and they testify and folk wonder if the testimony is real. Holy Ghost don't bear witness to it. You don't feel nothing. And they have to shout to sit themselves down because they didn't expect that kind of response. You know how folk who can't sing, and then they shout because they don't know how to get down. Y'all don't hear me. But when you have a testimony because of the test that God has brought you through, then you don't mind telling the story wherever God prompts you to tell the story, because you've got nothing to be ashamed of, because the God you serve is the one who gets all of the glory. And so as a true believer, God needs some folk who can walk through some stuff. Oh, I know you want to get to heaven on flowery beds of ease. I know you want to walk through this earth not having any struggles, no problems, no troubles. But listen, God really can't use you to the fullest when you've not gone through anything. When you look at the biblical characters of antiquity, you will note that the ones who stand out the most are the ones who went through the most. God uses them, their hearts, their minds, their spirit, all open up for God to use. And so here is the thing. when they come through, they are prime candidates to be instructors, encouragers, and inspirational speakers. They are the ones that God uses to encourage the others who may be getting ready to go through some stuff, who may have already started going through some stuff, or who may be stuck in some stuff, that will understand, I know every inch of the trail you've been through because I've been through and I made it. And if I made it, God sent me to encourage you that you too can make it. Well, I need to tell you, it costs something to become an instructor. It's a price that we many times don't want to pay. And I want to share with you, my brothers and sisters, you need to get ready because it's coming whether you want it or not. But if you are prepared, listen at me, to receive the instructions from God, to be able to know how to handle your situations, how to handle your dark days, how to handle your storms, then God himself will get the glory and give you the good. Wait on the Lord. Encouragement. But there's something else about this word I want you to see. He says, be of good courage. Now here's where he starts educating us in this verse. Because when he says, be of good courage, it naturally contradicts the fact that you're going through stuff. Yeah. Folk who are usually of good courage are folk who are not in the midst of a storm, who are not in the midst of a struggle, who are not in a place of trials and tribulations. Most folk with good courage are folk who have not been in a place where it requires them to dig for strength underneath the skin. But here, this takes on a different twist because he says, wait on the Lord. That's number one. When you wait on the Lord, listen, he says in this suggestive command, be of good courage. Now, when we wait, many times we aren't happy. Think about what you're waiting on. Think about what you're going through, dealing with, and so forth. It's not a happy time. But because we are children of faith, because we are believers in the word of God, we are not stuck in the present moment, but we are already celebrating the exit moment. So we can be of good courage, not because of where we are, but because of where we are on our way to. Listen, the fact that you're in it means you're closer to what you're going to. The fact that you already started the journey means you can already start your praise party. The fact that you've already been in the midst of your storm and your situation means that it's already on its way to its end. Be of good courage. Now listen at this, because here's something interesting. Be of good courage. How do you have good courage while you're going through? How do you have good courage when you're waiting on God? Well, let me help you understand how. This word good, G-O-O-D, be of good courage, is simply an extension of G-O-D courage. Some of y'all didn't get it. I'll slow down a little bit and explain it a little differently. In other words, when we see the word good, we know that good comes from God. God said in the beginning, Genesis 1, when he was putting everything together, he spoke and said, let there be everything. And when he spoke everything, the Bible says he saw. And what he saw was good. But the good that he saw came from what he spoke. And what he spoke came from him, God. So in order to have good courage, you got to have God courage. And to have God courage, you got to wait on the Lord. You've got to have a relationship with God. You've got to seek the source from which all good comes from. No, you can't be of good courage and don't have God in your life. The good courage comes from the good God. Good God Almighty. I wish I had a helper. Listen at this now. And then it teaches us this. If you have the God courage, it will be good. And you will be good going through that you need courage for. You see, listen, if you got courage to handle the battle, then the battle don't bother you. If you've got courage to handle the trouble, then the trouble don't bother you. If you've got courage to fight the good fight of faith, then the fight doesn't bother you. And look at what he says. And he shall strengthen thine heart. When you have the courage of God and you can be of good cheer, good comfort, because of the good courage in the midst of your situation. Somebody say, in the midst. In the midst. Another word, another way of saying in the midst is say, while you're going through your situation. Look at what the Lord will do. Strengthen thine heart. He will strengthen your resolve, your mind, your will. He will strengthen your inward parts so that you are completely, confidentially, concretely sure that God has got this thing fixed. Strengthen thine heart. Have you ever wondered why you've been stronger after you've been through some of the worst things than you were before you went through them? Because God meets you in the situation and then strengthens you to bring you out the situation. When you begin to understand, and he shall strengthen thine heart. It's because if there is no fear there because of the courage of God, then God himself has to be where, again, his courage is. And where the faith in him is. And so he strengthens you. In other words, here's what you need to know. The longer you go through stuff, the stronger you become in the stuff. Somebody I don't believe got that. I say the longer you've gone through some stuff, some trials, some tribulations, some setbacks, some whatever it is you're going through, God steps in the situation and strengthens you. The natural reality is the longer you go through something, the weaker you become. That's in the flesh, that's in the world. But in the spirit, the longer you go through, the stronger you become. Then he says, wait, comma. And when I looked up this word wait, there are so many different definitions, but one of the things that stood out about the word was expectation. You see, if you're waiting with a spirit of expectation, then the wait doesn't seem as long. Because what you do know is when you come through, when it's all over and done, when it's finished, that it's going to be worth every moment you waited on the Lord and the promise that he made to you. See, it's only when you're waiting you don't have good courage and your heart is not strengthened, that you feel like you're waiting in vain and you feel like this is not going to amount to anything, and it seemed like this day looks like the other day and the other day looked like the other day and no day looked like it's getting better than the day before, but wait with expectation. If you don't show up today, I know tomorrow is coming because I ain't got what he promised me yet. So I'm waiting with expectation. Tell your neighbor, wait with expectation. Can I tell you what expectation will do? It'll get you excited. Because while you're waiting, you'll start thinking about your stuff. You'll start thinking about your new situation. You'll start thinking about your deliverance. You'll start thinking about your healing. You'll start be thinking about your breakthrough. You'll start thinking about all the wonderful things that's going to be happening to you in your life after the wait. And then I like when he throws in this part, I say. He said, if you want a witness, here I am. If you want to know somebody who's been through the storm and rain, here I am. If you want to know somebody who's dealt with the devil, here I am. If you want to know somebody who knows what it feels like to have loved ones walk out on you, here I am. I say, personal experience, wait on the Lord. Stop waiting on everybody else. Stop waiting on everything else. Wait on the Lord. And no, he may not come when you want him, but joy cometh in the morning when he shows up. Give the Lord a hand of praise. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, today, just wait. Just wait. But wait with expectation. Wait expecting God to do what he promised he'll do. Wait knowing God is not shorter than his word. Wait knowing God is faithful. Wait knowing God's got this thing fixed. If you're here today, if you trust God, if you believe God, if you want what God has for you and he's calling you, come on, this is your time. This is your time. God bless you. Is there someone else? God is faithful, but you must wait on him. Just wait. Just believe him. Just trust him. Is there another today who will say, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to wait where you tell me to wait. I'm going to wait no matter how long it takes. Because I know that in the end I win. I know I shall have what you said. Regardless how things look, regardless how things feel, you are faithful. You are faithful. Is there another today? Is there another today? This is your time. Jesus cares for you. Yes, he does. Our last appeal. Give the Lord a hand of praise, if you will. Sister Kitty.
Montgomery, Greater King David. We have Jade Brown for baptism.
Praise the Lord.
And Brother Richard Ward, please go by the office, the finance office at the church.
Amen. Give the Lord another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Well, we don't want you to forget about our Christmas program tonight, 6 p.m. at the North location. Do come out and let's celebrate Christmas.